Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair. Have a seat. Get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in my businesses to make them grow. We are focusing this week on picking a singular method to create content, be consistent with it, and then how can you deploy the library of content that you create over and over and over again so that you can be successful in creating and engaging an audience on the internet to sell what it is you do well. Yesterday, I told you to focus in repetitively and consistently create content using one tactic or method over time. That is the way that you become excellent at it and you become efficient at it so that you can do it well. I don't care if you love to write. I don't care if you love to create video. I don't care if you love to podcast, whatever it is, just pick one, do it over and over and over again. And you can use that library to recycle, reuse, and redeploy over time. The first cheat code that we are going to talk about with respect to redeploying over time is a piece of software called Missing Letter. I've talked about it before, and it's time to bring it up again. Missing Letter is a piece of software that will connect to all of your social media platforms, including your Google business listing, and it will allow you to share content with all of those at the same time from one place to get more bang for your buck. I love the software. I use it all the time. My wife uses it all the time. I have people who listen to this podcast that use it all the time. It allows you to create schedules and postings for those schedules over time so that it can be done in bulk and you don't have to wake up each morning and go, what the heck am I going to put out there? Missing Letter does this in a couple of different ways. Yes, it does connect to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Business Listing, Medium.com. There's a couple others possibly. Wherever you're publishing this information to, there is typically what is known as an RSS feed. If you think about a blog on a website, it's a feed that alerts whoever's monitoring the RSS feed that there is a new piece of content. What Missing Letter does is it takes that piece of content, it sucks it into their automated platform that says, here's what we would recommend you do to push this to your social channels and your Google business listing. It's going to take the metadata that we talked about the other day, and it's going to bring it into their platform. If you've got images, if you've got video there, it's going to leverage all of those pieces of information and the URL that's on your website. It's going to automatically suck it into a campaign that's going to help you alert your social channels that there is new content on your website. All of this is predicated from you publishing to your website first, which is what I always preach. That's the first piece that Missing Letter is going to do. It will also allow you to take any extra memes, infographics, whatever, and create posts that go along with that that can be pushed out at a different time. You can leverage both sides of the platform because it has the RSS feed monitoring and then it has the ability to just create campaigns that you can push. Along with that, it has an internal mechanism that gives you a 12-month recycling campaign. Think this through. You've got the ability from the RSS feed to push an immediate alert that there is new content available on your website. It will give you the image. It will give you a title. It will give you the short synopsis from the meta description. It will create a hyperlink that goes back to your website. You can also leverage its AI capability to create a 12-month recycling campaign. So you get the first hit on the initial deployment. Then you get a metered redeployment of the material over a full 12 months. That means over time, you're going to have items that are going to be hitting your social channels, including your Google business listing, over and over and over again. Now, since the algorithms limit how many people can see any single piece of content that goes to social media. New people are going to see that information every time. People's attention spans are short, so even if they've seen it before, it's going to feel like new information to them every time. This is a way, once you create that initial piece of content that goes on your website, you can alert social channels immediately, and you can recycle that same piece of content over a 12-month period. That is a way to get more impact out of the repetitive work of creating the content over time. It's a very inexpensive subscription. It is very effective in pushing the information out there, and it allows you to get more bang for the buck on creating the single piece of content that you have put together. In today's key takeaways, there will be a link to Missing Letters so that you can see exactly what it costs and how to use it. I am Uncle Ron. If you are not on my email list, you need to be. And with this week, just like last week, we've got these cheat codes where we're talking about things like missing letter. Guess what? On Saturday, there'll be a summary email that will have information about all of these cheat codes. It will also have links to the products that I mentioned so that you're fully aware of how to find them. Open up a browser window, go to bit.ly/porch, capitalize the P. That will get you on the email list. You will get the summary on Saturday. You will have in your inbox the highlights and extensions of all of the cheat codes that we're going to talk about this week. I wrapped that into a story, and last Saturday, people got to learn about Miss Pac-Man. Now, how cool is that, folks? I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. Tomorrow, we're going to talk specifically about infographics.